Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston police are investigating the fifth death of a bicyclist this year. A 23-year-old Boston University graduate student was killed yesterday in a collision with a tractor-trailer at the intersection of Commonwealth Avenue and St. Paul Street. It's a busy intersection, a lot of traffic, T-trolleys, and cyclists, and Landry's Bicycles, which wasn't open at the time of the accident, is right on the corner. We visited sales associate Travis Dawson, who didn't witness the accident yesterday, but is still shaken and not surprised that a tragedy would occur right outside the bike shop.
It's a shame that we all kind of saw something that could happen and weren't able to improve the intersection where it happened before, you know, that actually did happen.
So you mean you thought that this intersection of Commonwealth and St. Paul, you thought that this intersection was dangerous for a while?
Yeah, and on sort of multiple occasions, you know, we'd be standing here in the store and I'd hear tires screeching outside, somebody yelling at somebody for, you know, whatever traffic infraction there might have been. In some cases, and a couple of cases for myself, actually seeing a bike collide with a car. Pretty profound instances of just knowing that that intersection's not the best setup.
And so why is that? I mean, there are bike paths. You know, what's the problem with this intersection, do you think?
There are a couple things that make it as difficult to navigate as it is. One is right-turning traffic. As a cyclist, you ride parallel to traffic, and at this intersection, cars need to turn right a lot of times because that's also a two-way street, and they'll turn across you. Hopefully with signaling, but as a cyclist, you just need to be aware that they're turning, and a lot of times cyclists don't look, so that's where people run in. The other thing is the train tracks that run through the middle of the larger street Commonwealth sort of complicates matters where riders like to ride through. Cars have a lot to watch out for, and they can't necessarily see everything that's happening all at once.
So there are a lot of issues at this particular area. And ironically, you're here in a bicycle shop right at the corner, and you probably have been saying to yourself for quite some time, this is a tragedy waiting to happen.
That's right. There's just a lot of things that we can see that will go wrong and plenty of things that we see have gone wrong.
What would make it better?
One thing is the painted green lanes that have been getting a lot of press recently sort of across the country are a little better visual cue for cars and for cyclists of where to go. Using those in conjunction with this particular intersection might need a right-hand turn lane. There's some parking right next to the actual turning, you know, where the cyclists and the cars go through, which make it difficult for cars to see the cyclists, cyclists to avoid car doors, and for cars to see pedestrians that are even going through the crosswalk. And so if we were to eliminate some of those parking spaces and put in a turn lane, we could then actually have the bikes and the through traffic ride through next to each other and have the turning traffic be separate, not have to turn across the riders.
What's bizarre to me is, in my drive-in, I actually saw one bike accident before I got to Commonwealth Avenue and then saw this, you know, tragic accident. My first thought is, we don't have the infrastructure to accommodate bicyclists and cars on roads unless we make some dramatic changes and until people, both cyclists and motorists, are properly trained on how to share the road. Am I being an old person here, or is that, do you think that's...
No, I mean, and just sort of talking to other people and, you know, how we can make these things better. Yeah, infrastructure is one of the things that helps, but also teaching cars to watch out, teaching cyclists, basically having everybody know the same rules and obey the same rules so that, you know, everybody knows where to be.
What advice are you giving cyclists today?
My takeaway from today is, you know, sort of vigilance and just keeping your eyes up and being more aware of your surroundings is what keeps you safe.
All right. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thanks for coming in.
Travis Dawson works at Landry's Bicycles on Commonwealth Avenue at the intersection where a Boston University graduate student was killed yesterday.